This is episode number 398 with the Iceman, Wim Hof.
Welcome to the School of Greatness. My name is Lewis Howes, former pro athlete turned lifestyle entrepreneur. And each week we bring you an inspiring person or message to help you discover how to unlock your inner greatness. Thanks for spending some time with me today. Now let the class begin.
Incredible interview I just had with the Iceman Wim Hof. He put me through about a 30-minute breathing exercise where I didn't know if I was about to hyperventilate or if I was about to prepare myself for the Olympics. But what I experienced was something so profound and so incredible that my body felt completely rejuvenated by the end. I felt like I had superhuman strength. And I felt like I could breathe more normally and more naturally than I ever have before. What he put me through is an extreme exercise of breathing, and in a way that I never experienced it. And it was so profound and so powerful. We videotaped the entire thing. So make sure to check out the full video at lewishowes.com/398. Now, we did this before the interview, and it was just so interesting to hear the way Wim was talking to me as I was going through this breathing exercise multiple different times, breathing in and out, holding my breath on the way out, holding it on the way in. You'll have to watch to see the whole thing. But for those that don't know who Wim Hof is, he is a Dutch daredevil, commonly nicknamed the Iceman, for his ability to withstand extreme cold. Now, Wim describes his ability to withstand extreme cold temperatures as being able to turn his own thermostat up through breathing exercises. This is what he does. He's also a coach, an author, a speaker who trains people around the world in his cold endurance methods. Now, he holds 26 world records. It's pretty incredible, including a world record for the longest ice bath. Now, we're not talking about the ice baths where like I used to take when I was playing football after practice and after games. These are extremely cold, long ice baths. The ones I did were about 10 minutes long. He also climbed to 22,000 feet altitude at Mount Everest wearing nothing but shorts and shoes. He reached the top of Mount Kilimanjaro in his shorts, just shorts, within 2 days. He also completed a full marathon above the Arctic Circle in Finland in temperatures close to minus 4 degrees Fahrenheit. He broke the ice endurance record twice. The Guinness World Record is now set for 1 hour and 52 minutes and 42 seconds by Wim. And he has done so many more things. And in this interview, we really break down how to master breathing, how to master your breath on an extreme athlete, an extremely mental performance point of view. If you have any stress in your life, any anxiety, any fears, any doubts, any concerns, any uncertainty, then I'm telling you, this is for you. If you want to be a better performer in your life, in relationships, business, career, health, the gym, on stage, then this is for you. I'm telling you guys, this was so profound and so powerful that it changed the way I think about performing in my life. It changed the way I think about every single day moving forward. And in the interview here, we walk through a 4-minute calming method you can practice daily to help you overcome any stress and any anxiety. This 4 minutes will change your life. Wim also breaks down how breathing exercises helps cure different types of diseases, different types of anxiety, and different types of depression. It's pretty powerful stuff. He also talks about how stress is related to chemistry in our bodies, what uncontrolled stress does to your body and how to avoid this, why Wim uses cold to increase health and endurance. And we've got a discount code for his breathing course. So for those that want to master this and learn about it, I highly recommend getting it. I've gone through it. It's incredible. You get a 20% off discount code if you use the word greatness. And you can get all that information for the links to his program at the show notes, lewishowes.com /398. Now, I'm already telling you to get this program on breathing because I just know you're going to find this extremely profound. I've never met someone as focused, as clear, and as intense, and a little crazy as Wim. Really enjoyed this interaction, getting to connect with him before, afterwards. Incredible way that his mind actually thinks. So without further ado, I hope you guys enjoy this one as much as I did, and I'm glad I didn't die in the process, but I really learned to master my breathing. So I hope you enjoy this one with the one, the only Iceman Wim Hof.
I don't know about you, but when around 3 p.m. hits, I find myself craving the right refreshment to get me through that mid-afternoon slump. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea is full-flavored sweet tea, but without the sugar and the calories. It might take several bottles for you to believe that a delicious sweet tea can really have zero sugar and zero calories. But you know what they say, life is full of surprises. Or in this case, full of flavor. New Pure Leaf Zero Sugar Sweet Iced Tea. Try it to believe it. For 20% off your next 12 pack, head to Amazon and use promo code 20PureLeaf. That's promo code 20PureLeaf for 20% off. We've all been there. You have a question about your credit card, you call the number for help and can't get a hold of anyone if you only had a Discover card. With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. A real person. Get the customer service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card. Okay, quick math. The less your business depends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/greatness. netsuite.com/greatness. Again, head to netsuite.com/greatness.
Welcome everyone back to the School of Greatness podcast. Got a very special guest, the legendary Wim Hof, the Iceman. Wow. In the house.
Thank you.
Thank you for being here. You just put me through an incredible experience where I almost fainted and passed out a number of times, but also felt completely free and in the zone throughout the entire time as well, and feel like I just came back from a week-long experience throwing a big event in Columbus, Ohio, and it was a lot of energy. A lot of people came in from all over the world, a lot of production behind the scenes. And last night and this morning, I felt very groggy, and now I feel like cleansed, fresh, clean, like energized. I feel like I didn't even have that
it's
week.
It's almost and podcast.
Exactly, yes.
mean, the proof is in the pudding.
Exactly.
You showed it. You can show the techniques to, by the podcast or to everybody.
Yeah.
But we are going to explain and going into the depth right now.
It was amazing. And before you go into it, I'm curious to know, you know, I first heard about you about 2 years ago, I believe it was. There was a thing online called the Ice Bucket Challenge. Do you remember hearing about this?
Yes, yes.
The ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Yes.
And a friend of mine named Aubrey Marcus, he's the CEO of a company called On It. And he's good friends with Joe Rogan, who I know you've been on his podcast. He mentioned, he was like, there's this guy in somewhere in like the Netherlands or Amsterdam who's like can sit under the water in the ice bucket for a, you know, an hour or something.
2 hours. Yeah.
2 hours. And he goes, so I'm going to try to like figure out his technique so I can do this ice bucket challenge and not feel cold. And that's when I first heard about you. And then I did a workout with Laird Hamilton about a year ago for an hour. And all we did was breathing this for an hour. And I remember feeling, man, I got to meet this guy, this Wim Hof guy, and figure out how to learn this and how to share with my audience. So
First off, how did you get into all this before we get into the science behind it and what you've actually done? You've broken 27 world records. Is that correct?
Six. Very soon, 27. I aim for 30.
30. Okay.
Yeah, nice number.
Name a few of the world records just so people know what they are.
Like swimming under the ice in Finland, Lapland, beyond the polar circle in wintertime. And then breath hold. Here you go. 50, 60, 70, 80 meters. Once did 113 meters. Just breath hold in shorts. Or run a marathon beyond the polar circle in shorts.
And that's sub-zero?
Without training, yes. Sub-zero. Minus 20, minus 30.
Minus 20, shorts.
Yes.
5-hour run.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
And or climbing Kilimanjaro, Mount Everest in shorts.
Just shorts.
And that's it. That's the challenge.
Everest?
Everest, up till the death zone. And they say, I could have done probably a lot more over there, but...
How high is the
I'm
death
crazy.
Zone?
I'm crazy, but I'm not a fool.
How high is the
so
death zone?
So I always listen that it's like 23,000 feet.
So you climb 23,000 feet
In
shorts.
Yes. And actually no problem because you had to go acclimatize. You had to go 10 times doing North
Up
Col.
And down, right? Yeah.
North Col. Up and down, up and down, up and down. So it became, it's just
no problem.
Adaptation.
Yeah.
Adaptation. And it's all about adaptation. I did without training marathons in the beyond the polar circle as well as in the desert.
Yeah.
Because in both occasions, it is temperature impact on the body and knowing how to deal with that. And hanging by one finger at 1.5 kilometer in the winter time. I mean, in freezing temperatures, and you lose always this control within the hands because the blood retrieves, and just by one finger, 1.5 kilometer up the air. And, what else? Running, standing in the ice for 2 hours, barefoot running on frozen surfaces,
mm-hmm.
and many challenges.
And all these challenges, 2 hours sitting in ice, do you feel cold or is it?
Actually, no.
You don't feel cold.
You're translated into force and learning how to deal from a force awakened within with the impact of the force on your body.
Mm.
So I learned how to do that. So, and then you don't feel the force anymore. You neutralize the force. So, scientists, they saw this, and they saw actually a person doing impossible feats, physiologically measured by scientific investigations, research, etc., tells us we are, what he is doing is not possible.
Mm.
So let's test him. And I was tested in a physiological lab department somewhere in the university in the Netherlands. I live in Amsterdam. This was somewhere else in the Netherlands. And they hooked me up with wires everywhere and took my blood while I was standing 80 minutes in ice.
1880.
Yes. 1 hour, 20 minutes.
Just that standing all the way up to the neck? Or
yes, up to the neck. And they had my blood being drawn, and they saw that the blood, which later was exposed to a bacteria, had zero reaction, so no immunological reaction on the bacteria. And that means that's not possible normally, where because the immune system creates these reactions, which in a human creates fever, headaches, uncontrolled shivering, all over agony and all that. And this guy, its immune cells, it doesn't react.
Mm.
So that's a direct relationship with the immune system, which could not be influenced. And now show that it can be influenced. So they saw that they saw also that we, while I was in there, my core body temperature remained 37 degrees all throughout. They saw also, and that's very remarkable, being motionless in front of the tank without being inside, no trigger, just standing, taking blood, being analyzed, that blood, because I knew I got to go in. So I programmed my body up till cell level, apparently, because there was 300% more metabolic activity.
Mm.
And that was in the blood, without moving. It's like you are running, and it's only because your mind says, I got to go in there. It programs the cell activity, which you need to perform. And that's the mind. And that could be not only good for sporters who are into winning. They mm-hmm. learn to program the cell to create more cell activity
yeah.
at will. And that's very important that they know that and that they just focus instead of being, I got to do this. The best. And but my mortgage and my car and my wife and my man and this all. No, just be there and show that you are the master within every cell of yours, which then is able to create a lot more energy. And with this breathing, which you just did, that combination makes us the alchemist of our own body. So I found that out. But first I had to do all these 26 records and coming in the picture and in the media and television and all. And then science came in. And now it has been proven that we, as the first group in the world, that the scientific history, that the autonomic nervous system can be influenced deeply. Everybody can do this.
Mm. Everyone. And you've had a lot of people go through workshops with you where you've taken them in the water, you've taken them up mountains. Who?
Last January, I had a man, 76 years old, no prior mountaineering experience.
Mm-hmm.
And he climbs Kilimanjaro, 6 kilometers, in 44 hours.
Wow.
No problem.
77.
76 years old. Now he's 77 far. It was just 1 month before having his following birthday. Wow. And he is really on. It transforms Amazing. A person because it's like a rabbit. One day before it dies, it's still on. It's still able to flee, fight, even, you know, all these primordial realities, which is the five Fs, food, freeze, flight. Yeah, I'm not going to go into that. But it's very, a rabbit is able to do that. A rabbit is a mammal, but we are mammals. We got a mammalian physiology, but we got our mind too.
Yeah,
and we actually disturb a lot of our physiology throughout life because of uncontrolled stress. Now, I brought this man back into learning to control his stress hormone. And we have shown in the university people lying in bed, controlled stress hormone, producing more adrenaline, lying in bed, being high like you were right now. More than somebody in fear going into its first bungee jump. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
That's control over the hormonal system. And that actually, the stress is also able to block and to intervene with our physiological processes in the depth of our body. And we have no control. Now we can regain control over the deepest, not only of these physiology, but also the brain.
Right. How often do you practice this breathing strategy? I mean, there's lots of different strategies you have, but how often do you practice the one we just did with me?
I like to do it this time, this way, not too much.
Not too much.
But I'm
once a week, once a month, once a day.
Whenever I feel.
Okay.
Years and years, I saw all the lights and electricity and images and all that. I can retrieve it anytime. Right now, I do a lot conscious breathing.
What does that look
conscious
like?
Conscious breathing is during the day. because now I know it's learning to control the alkalinity, the pH level within the body. It's good for that. And if you really have nasty matters, issues in the tissues, then you are able to, like depression, anxiety, then you are able to tap in and you know that this one works.
Right.
And it works. Definitely. We are doing neurological brain research very soon. And it's because they see this works.
If someone's feeling overwhelmed and stressed on a day-to-day basis and they can never feel to get rid of the stress, they try to meditate, they try to get massages, they try to do all these other things, but they don't try to breathe, what's something they can do if they have a minute throughout the day?
A minute?
A minute or two, you know, a minute.
Oh, 4 minutes.
4 minutes, cool.
Okay, 4 minutes. I got a great exercise.
And they're overwhelmed, they're stressed, they're freaked out.
Well, later, I'm going to do this with you.
Okay.
4 minutes.
Perfect.
Should I say it right now?
Sure.
Or we do it and then we talk about it. We could do that. But it's not so difficult. Yeah. Okay, I talk about it.
What I did back.
I just make you do relax. You know, you're not relaxed because you're full of stress.
Mm-hmm.
But anyway, I say, just loosen up the body a little. Stand. Just mind your body for now. Just 4 minutes. So shut up there. Just be and feel who you are. You feel your feet on the ground, your arms, and that's it. And now breathe in. And let go.
Should we stand up and do? Is it standing or is it sitting?
Oh yeah, shall we do this?
Let's just stand up right here and keep the mics on.
Yeah. Okay. You do that.
It'll work.
And you should be able to do push-ups.
Okay. Cool. We can do it too.
Yeah.
We can make it work.
Okay. Get the timer on.
Okay.
If we get a timer on, that you see it, it's 4 minutes.
I got to do push-ups, huh?
Okay. And what we do right now is make a physiological reset of the nervous system. Okay. And the shape of the body is becoming better.
All right.
And it is no effort.
All right.
It feels like, hey, I can go on. What's happening? That's chemistry.
Okay.
Going into the deepest of body and learning how to control stress hormone. So if we are too stressed, we got to go to the mechanism who is producing the stress and we have no control. Mm. With this one, you reset the stress hormone mechanism,
right,
the brainstem.
Okay.
Within 4 minutes.
Okay.
And afterwards, you feel good because the connection is there. And I'm not saying feeling is understanding.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you go.
So standing.
Let's start.
Sarah's
going
to test it as well.
Yeah.
She's going to test it.
Yeah,
you might need to open the door and have space out there for you, Sarah, unless you can.
Are you able to do push-ups over there?
I'll make it work.
Okay.
Yeah. We'll move the camera. I'll make it work.
Yeah, you should be able to do.
Yeah, I'll be good.
To do that. Okay.
Cool.
Timer on? Okay, I say now.
One of my favorite parts about my job is that I get the opportunity to travel a lot. And in fact, I'm recording this right now while I'm in Mexico. And actually, I was thinking about something that I wanted to share because I get a lot of questions from so many people about different side hustle ideas. So here's one for those of you out there that are on the go a lot like I am or traveling a lot. When you're staying in your Airbnb on your trips, have you ever thought about how you could be making extra money by hosting through Airbnb while your home is vacant? If you're interested in an extra stream of income, Airbnb hosting is an easy place to start, and it's like giving your home some company while you're away. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host. When you get a new car or a new home, your first reaction might be to say things like, oh yeah, or I can't believe it, or booyah. But what you really want to say is the one thing that can get you the help you need. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. State Farm is there with the coverage you need for your car, your home, and even boats, motorcycles, RVs, and other things that matter to you. With a State Farm agent, you know someone is there to help you choose the coverage you need. With so many coverage options, it feels good knowing you can find what fits for you. And when you need ways to get help, State Farm gives you options there too, in person or on the phone with your local agent, or on statefarm.com, where their award-winning app State Farm lets you do things your way. So when you need help protecting the things that matter most, remember to say, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. When you want the best, you have to act quickly. or someone else will get it instead. Like when you're trying to buy tickets for the best seat at your favorite team's big game. Or when you're hiring for your business and you want to find the most talented people for your open roles before the competition scoops them up. With ZipRecruiter, you can find qualified candidates fast. And right now you can try it for free at ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter's powerful matching technology takes center stage to identify top talent for your roles. Immediately after you post your job, ZipRecruiter's smart technology starts showing you qualified people for it. And I believe finding the right team member is one of the most important steps in setting up my company for success. We like to ensure our new hires will be a good fit before they're even on the team. So I am grateful that I have ZipRecruiter's help when we want to grow the team fast. Amp up your hiring performance with ZipRecruiter and find the best fast. See why 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Just go to this exclusive web address right now to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/greatness. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.
Breathe in. Let go. Breathe. 28. Get him in again. Just go with the flow. No minding. Just go. You feel what you feel as you're breathing. We are ox-energizing the body right now. It's getting into all the cells. Not only the carbon dioxide is going down, oxygen is getting in. Body becomes alkaline. What do you need to perform? You need alkalinity. Because of the oxygenation, alkalinity comes in. That's what you need to perform. Now, because you are so stressed, you are not connected to the brainstem. In the brainstem, there is the directory of the hormonal system. We will consciously go into a physiological state of not having oxygen, because we're going to do push-ups after exhalation that turns on the brainstem and resets whatever is causing the stress, the hormonal system. The stress hormone, adrenaline, epinephrine, cortisol, and it is controlled. It resets it. Okay, yeah. And you get a good figure out of it. Yeah, you got already a good figure? Okay, no minding about that. Go on. 15. 14. Let it go. Go into it. 13. Get your mind on. You know what the mind is able to do. Just get your mind off. Into the cell. I do my best. The best will come about. And it's no competition. It's just going into the depth of the body and the brain. 11. 10. 9. Take him in. Come on, Lewis. And how? Lewis Howes. That's the way. Yeah, it's fun too. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Here comes the last one. Pull in. Let it go. Stop. Push up. Just go. Looking good. No air in the lungs. Mind is resetting. The hormonal system is resetting. There is no doubt. Amazing. Good. Good. And relax. This is the way to get into the depth of the brain, the directory of stress hormone, and all cells.
Wow.
Yeah, man. It's the adrenal axis completely under control. 4 minutes. How much did it take? Oh, less than 4 minutes. So anybody can do this, wow. Gets a good figure, resets the nervous system, doing a great job, you know?
How many did you do? 20 push-ups? What? How many can you usually do? Three?
Wow.
Three, maybe?
Well done.
Yeah.
Well done.
Tiff's got to set up the cameras for one more moment while we're talking.
But there were good push-ups, by the way.
Yeah, all the way chest to the ground.
Yeah, yeah, I saw them.
I broke my wrist playing football, so I have to do one on the fist, but wow. Yeah, I did 35. And I can usually maybe do like, I don't know, 20, you know, without having to take a break. And
wow. Yeah. Yeah, yeah, amazing. So. It's good. You know, we talked about stress, uncontrolled stress for people who are living in stress.
Wow.
And for them, this is excellent because
4 minutes, yeah.
It trains the body and it trains the brain to become consciously under your at will, under your control.
Yeah, because if you're stressed out and you do this for 4 minutes, I mean, I've got a sweat. I've released any tension. You can't think about anything else.
Yeah, that's it.
You have to focus on beating your record or trying to do as many as you can.
Yes.
And, I wouldn't see why you'd be stressed afterwards, or at least you'd be able to release a lot.
You test it out. You will probably meet, many people who are stressed and, famous or a lot of responsibility, pressure and all that, creating and just do the 4 minutes.
Yeah.
You see the miracle of life happening in front of your eyes.
So you're breathing for 4 minutes, or do you breathe for 3.5 and then do
push-ups? No, it's like 2 minutes, 2.5 minutes.
Okay, cool.
And then you do that.
Crazy.
And then,
two minutes of breathing and then go in the push-ups.
And you get a nice figure out of it.
There you go.
And your stress hormone is directly under your control. That's the way nature meant it to be, by the way. But we alienated from nature, so we don't know. And then it runs into loops, and we don't know how to break through. There's one breakthrough.
Amazing. How many can you do from that?
I don't know.
You never get stressed. You don't have to do it.
I do a lot. Regularly, I do 50, but I did 100 as well.
100? Yeah. No breath?
No breath.
Amazing.
Yeah, the body is amazing. Yeah. The chemistry is amazing, and what we are capable of doing is amazing. Just do it.
Wow, yeah. incredible. Why did you get into this, and how did you get into this type of research and just testing for yourself in the first place?
You know, every person has got his own search to do. When I did my search, I felt there is more. I don't know what. There's more. But that creates a drive. Even though you do not know, it creates a drive to get to know. You become a soul searcher. Mm-hmm. And then you come and stumble upon things. And many, I visited many religions, traditions, cultures, etc., languages, disciplines, esoteric disciplines, philosophies, etc., all. But they never were really capable of making that connection which originated from that drive. There is more. I don't know what it is, but there is more. Until I met the cold water. The cold water is merciless, but righteous. It brings you direct in contact with a deeper part of your own physiology, the way nature meant it to be. And then I knew from the inside, this is it. I don't know why, but this is it. It feels. Feeling good is being connected. So the other day I came back and I felt the same. And from there I began to do it all winter long. I mean, winter's here is no winter to me. To me it's freezing temperatures, frozen waters, and making a hole, bang, 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 and getting in and it's sort of mystical.
Right.
And there I learned that if you breathe deeper in the water, you are able to do so much more. You know, the impact of the water, which is cold, is power, it's force. And you learn to breathe. Then you learn that by deeper breathing, you learn to tune. You are able suddenly to stay in the water for so much more. Only 25 of these breaths, which you were doing right now, I was doing in the water. And then I could stay five, six, 7 minutes under the ice.
You're breathing under in the water.
In the water.
Yeah. Yes.
It's a
deep breaths in the water. Yep.
You know, oxygen you need for combustion. Combustion is energy. So you learn to breathe deeper. And then the body's chemistry is becoming stronger, alkaline. And then it adapts to the situation.
Really?
Not only in the cold, also in the heat, also Mount Everest, also in any stressful situation.
So if we breathe that way, like we just did, or like what I did on the couch, we should be able to feel fine in extreme heat or extreme cold or extreme stressful situations.
Yes. It's all stress.
Yeah.
And if we just regulate the chemistry inside, then it's able to adapt to the impact. And impact can be caused by, yes, heat, but also by grief. Or somebody has a gun on your head. That's stress.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And or war.
Sexual abuse. Anything.
Sexual abuse. Any stress is relates itself to chemistry, relates itself to force. Are we able to counteract on that? Yes. We have a power to adapt to the situation. And we can do that consciously. And how? Just do this. Because it has been shown that it works. Now, you wanted to get into the deepest, best podcast ever. That's what I want too. So let's get to the bottom of things.
Okay.
And get into a new insight.
Let's do it.
How? I don't know. But we adapt now. And you have done the breathing up till now. And now I want to demystify, say, the limits of the brain, of the perception. And how? It's all here. So I want to feel it. I want to see it.
Yeah.
And I'm into this brain research. And I want also to show that it affects expanding consciousness. Expanding consciousness is associating and connecting tubes within the brain, becoming more, changing your perception. What is consciousness? It's perception. But if you learn more, your perception becomes wider. That's expanding consciousness. It relates into the brain that the neurology is connecting more. But if you are sick or too stressful or too conditioned, then it's not able to connect more. Thus, you don't feel spirituality, you know. It becomes dull because it begins to be a loop.
Yeah.
How many times do you need to see from a loop not to become dull, you know? It's logic sense. So we have this capacity to get into the brain and to connect consciously all these channels, the neurology, ganglia cells, and whatever they called, but they connect. And that spirituality, and that spirituality should be de-abstracted and become a way of life for everybody accessible. We are going to show this. So I'm here, once again, to spread my mission, but also to learn of you, because I use your insights as well. Right now, right here, your way of thinking and being, your whatever you... I'm sharing, but you are sharing too.
Right.
So, and we share this with everybody. And very soon we will show that spirituality is de-abstracted, is a great feeling of channeling insight, and it's growing. Nothing will become ever dull anymore. Is that possible? Let us challenge.
Yes.
All science, and we are into that. I'm talking to Professor Huberman about this. And he understands because he saw what I was doing, and he is doing it himself. And first, we are going to tackle some of the biggest problems in the U.S., say mental problems, which is PTSD, fear, anxiety, trauma, depression. Are we able to tackle that? Yes, sir. We are going into the brain. That is what we do right now. I already feel right now that I've learned of this situation here, talking to you straight, because we are just investigators of the life, the soul. We talk from the heart. We are defenseless therein. And that's because we did it all already. We showed this macho thing. We get out of the way. We want soon we will be not here anymore. We want to find out everything there is and let it be the way nature meant it to be. And this is why I'm here. Right. So
I love it.
I love it too, man. I love the life.
When was the first test that you did? How old were you when you first were like, let me get exposed to water or to cold or to the breathing?
Yeah, it was in 2007. I was in New York doing a world record in front of the Rubin Museum of Art, Himalayan Art.
I mean, when was the first time in your life you started practicing?
Oh, practicing. Yes. 17 years old.
17.
Yeah, 17. And I found out, you know, already from 12 years old, I was onto psychology, Hinduism, Buddhism, and
really?
All that. Yes. Yeah, that's something deep. It's inside, and it doesn't know what it is, but it wants to know what it is. So you dive into your grave, and you dig in, and all kinds of traditions, cultures, disciplines I did before. And when I was 17, I got into this cold thing. And then I, boom, a searcher, you know, if you have been looking in all kinds of things already, you become a somebody who's searching for something, a searcher, a researcher, actually, of the life. But then, you still didn't find it. But when you find it, you know what it that it is there. So I found out there it was. Bang. So from there on, I built up. I challenged my body more and more and more and more and more. And first, I was very secluded because everybody thought I was crazy, and I'm still, I still am. But that's about the life.
But now you're more accepted.
Yes. Yes. More accepted. Yeah. Yes. You could say that. You could say that. But you need crazy people. You need pioneers.
Yeah, absolutely.
You need people who go beyond it all, what we think. Because now we found out, as the first group in the scientific history, to be able to influence into the autonomic nervous system, the immune system, the endocrine system, take possibly away depression, fear, trauma, because those are the real terrorists.
Did you grow up living in fear or trauma from anything?
I think so. I think I never was satisfied with what was going on in the world and how that's a traumatic birth. I'm relating to, and I talk with my mother about it. You had also a question about who's the most influential person in your life. Who was that? That was my mother.
Really? Why?
Because mothers always are the most influential. Really? Because they give you the tit. They are there.
Yeah.
And they care for you. And even do they sometimes do not know, they still care without words. They're unconditional. They are there.
What was the biggest lesson she taught you?
Just to be very. She always said, "Hey, don't act crazy. You're crazy enough already."
You're not following her advice really well.
I do. I think right now she's she passed away, but she is very proud of what I do because I believe. And she was a very Christian person, very believing, very religious. And even though she did not know everything, she was very religious, very devout. And I think I got this devotion that's going disciplined into a discipline anyhow, with anything.
Was there ever a time in your life where you lost belief in yourself?
Whoa, that many times I've encountered almost, you know, death. And then I'm losing it.
How do you come back from that type of experience?
Yes,
How do you retrain your body and your mind to believe in the next record, the next adventure?
Yeah, actually very quick. An example, for example, is The first time I had to do a record with the Guinness World Records, swimming under the ice, say 50 meters. One hole here, one hole there, 1 meter of ice, and then breath hold, freezing waters, beyond the polar circle situation. And then the day before I had to do the actual record, I went in, I had no goggles on, I lost the way because I lost a sight, got frozen, the cornea, the retina, and I lost it. I did 113 meters.
Because you couldn't find the hole.
And I couldn't find it all.
Oh, my gosh.
I almost, in the end, I fainted it. But I did not feel any agony. I felt actually quite peaceful. After minutes and minutes under the ice, swimming, you exhaust your body. And I got this narrowed vision, boom, just seeing that. That's physiological.
Wow.
And then I went on swimming. It was all okay. It was like I was swimming into the death, unconsciousness. And then somebody grabbed me, a diver, and he brought me back to the 50-meter hole, which I love.
Oh, you kept going past the hole.
Deviated. Completely off. Yeah.
Range Rover Sport leads by example. Picture this: assertive on-road performance meets commanding all-terrain capability. That's the third generation Range Rover Sport, which is the most desirable, advanced, and dynamically capable one yet. This vehicle redefines sporting luxury, offering an instinctive drive with engaging on-road dynamics and effortless composure. Now available in sleek new Stealth Pack, Carpathian gray exterior wrapped in satin protective film with black accents and black brake calipers. Inside the Range Rover Sport, advanced cabin technologies like active noise cancellation and cabin air purification offer new levels of comfort and refinement. And let's not forget about the award-winning Pivi Pro infotainment system. Enjoy a dynamic drive and total comfort with optional 22-way adjustable, heated, and ventilated electric memory front seats with massage function. Wow, that's like a spa day while on the go. Design your Range Rover Sport at LandRoverUSA.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. I've learned the hard way that constantly holding on to your emotions and repeatedly choosing to not talk about your feelings will only make you feel worse and worse. And up until about 10 or 11 years ago, I was afraid to talk about my trauma that I experienced. And I know we all carry around different stressors, big and small. And when we keep them bottled up, it can start to affect us negatively. But therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. And if you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to fit your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/Lewis today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/LEWIS.
Yeah. And it was the rehearsal, so the diver was not underneath the ice. He was still up there. But, I was for minutes too, much too long. Then they found me under the ice.
Wow.
That's a moment.
So how do you come back from that? How do you train your mind to believe in yourself again?
At that moment, I actually had 100. I overcame the fear of death, of dying. There was no agony. That's strange. And that's past my perception of what I thought was death, you know, fear and this, nobody wants to die. Maybe it's much more beautiful out there, where, in the afterlife. And now we got to live. I always say, I'm not afraid to die. I'm afraid not to live. Yeah, quotes and things, but based on experience. Mm-hmm. And I really defied death and the fear for death over there. Defying like I did it. No, it happened, and I learned from it to take away my fear for death. So, and then the other day, I only had to do 50 meters, which was a piece of cake.
Couple of butterfly kicks, and you're there, huh?
That's it.
Came out happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. The winner. That was my number one
I like it.
Record.
Do you face fear now when you go into some extreme challenge or in any part of your life?
Good question. Any part of the life, because it's all about the life. Actually, no. I'm a man on a mission.
No fears.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Not afraid of anything.
No, no.
Kids.
No.
Your life.
Maybe my kids sometimes, you know. They are very aggressive. No, 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 no. We are very... living in a very good harmony, very effective. They all work with me now. Yeah. Fear, no. I'm a man on a mission. I want to take away fear, you know, irrational fears, traumatic fears. Fears created because you do not handle mental issues as grief, emotion, PTSD, trauma, depression. Those things we are going to tackle. And somebody's got to do this. And I should have no fear to accomplish that. You know, a man on a mission should not think in fear. He should go and accomplish his mission.
Yeah.
And be focused. So there I am. I fear like everybody because it's natural too.
You fear failure, is that what you said?
No, no. I feel fear like everybody.
But it doesn't hold you back from moving forward.
Absolutely not. Come on, man. It's much too important. If you got a child and your child is on the road and there is a car coming, you're not in fear. You just go for your child. You're not thinking. That feeling. I see it is time to prove that we all are able to become happy, strong, and healthy. All of us.
So how do we start to overcome our fears?
By learning that we are able to control in the brain, the directory of the brain, that is the primitive brain, the brainstem, and that makes you able subconsciously to act in any situation which is could come. Because subconsciously we feel we are not able to confront ourselves in any situation. We got this fear. It creates fear. And that's logical. Now, if you are able to learn to control any situation the way nature meant it to be, and that is to have control over the primitive part of the brain, then this fear is subsiding. And fear is always there and say, don't go. If this is an abyss, don't go over there. It will show.
Right.
And if you respect that, I will do here one handstand on the abyss its border, and but not go over it. You learn to control it.
Sure. Why do you think if fear is one of the biggest things that holds us back in our lives from achieving our dreams and achieving the life we want? Why is it the thing we don't teach in school on how to overcome, but we teach everything else?
Exactly. Exactly.
Why do you think?
We learn about you know, geography, mathematics, and. And language and all this history and all these things. But actually, you should bring in the subjects, happiness, strength, and health.
That's why I created the School of Greatness.
Oh, shit.
Because I didn't learn much in school. Because I was I was one of the worst students in my class.
You look like Superman here, man.
Thanks.
Yeah, Hollywood is very near.
No, this is the reason why I started the podcast, because there are so many things that I still want to learn. I'm on a journey myself to discover how to be my best self.
I think you're doing a good job.
Thank you.
I can feel it.
Thank you. Yeah. But I wish we would have learned these things in school. I wish they would have taught us breathing, meditation.
Yes.
You got to overcome anxiety.
Okay, let's simplify back. Right now, we are in the universitarian books, full chapter on the immune system and the endocrine system.
You guys are, yeah.
What is happiness? That's hormones. And we do not know how to control our mood all the time. Sometimes we are a little bit depressed or this or that, overstressed or this or whatever. We have never learned in school how to control, how to intervene in that what creates our mood. And it's related to hormones. So are we able to tap in deeper than ever thought before into the hormonal system, which is the originator of our mood? Yes, we are. We have shown that. Endocrine systems in the university books. It's already there. Bang. Based on dates, blood results, and thousands of them. So it's there. What is strength? Strength is adrenaline, cortisol. This is the way nature meant it to be. In dangerous situations, you need your strength for effectivity of the body, the nervous system, etc. So, have we an ability to tap into this hormonal system in the depth to create more adrenaline anytime we want, and to create a control, overall control, in order for stress not to become stress? Yes, we have. We have shown this. As I told you, more lying in bed, creating or producing more adrenaline than a person standing before its first bunker jump in fear. So that says mood, and that is power or strength. And then you got health. Are we able to tap into all the layers of the immune system? Yes, we have shown that. That may enable people, 12 people, from the scratch, just in a couple of days, to enter into the immune layers of the specific immune system, which means that is the deepest, that is the T cells, the B cells. And what do you need to prevent from bacteria to come in? To have a direct contact with the T cells, B cells, the specific immune system. Before, they thought it is not possible to tap into that. It takes 5 to 7 days, you know, like a flu. Then suddenly it's over. Why? Because the specific immune system is triggered, and it takes 5 to 7 days. But now, in a quarter of an hour. That should be a subject in any classroom to take on in the journey of life for every kid.
Right.
So the hormonal system and the immune system, which is related to mood, power, and health, those should be subjects back.
Do you ever get sick doing all this ice cold therapy stuff?
Sometimes I get, you know, when I get a lot of responsibility, like bringing people like this 76-year-old man up Kilimanjaro and having no casualties and things, then you take on a lot of psychic stress.
The energy, yeah.
And it takes about a day that I feel when I'm home. When mission is completed, it takes a day. And then I got enough, and then do some breathing, and it's over.
Like for like a cold or like the flu or something?
Sort of flu.
Like just
symptoms.
A little exhausted.
Yeah.
Gotcha. But you never really get sick.
No.
Because you're always fine-tuning yourself and
you're
able to take it on.
I do what I program my body to do.
Amazing. What would you say for someone who has got a nasty cold or a flu that, you know, usually takes a week or two to kind of like get over? How could they?
Just do this breathing.
You think so, huh?
Yeah.
Every single day,
that's
times a
what
day?
Is shown in a comparative study because they create, with a bacteria injecting, severe flu-like symptoms. And now within a quarter of an hour, it's all suppressed.
Really?
Yes.
Amazing.
Only for that already, bang.
Amazing. There's a quote, you probably know it. Master your breathing and you have the strength of 10 tigers or 10 lions. Have you ever heard this quote where you're like, learn to master your breath and you have the power or the strength of 10 tigers?
Yes, because you learn to, I mean, that's a different story too. I'm planning to do, some friends are Maasai. They walk with lions. They are able to go into the lions' dens and territory, and the lions actually are afraid of them.
Really? How?
So 20 lions, little kid, 12 years, Maasai, comes, and they go, bang, 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 bang.
Why?
Why? Because they go past their fear. They have control. They tune. They adapt. And the breath, it's easy. It's not fast because of the anxiety.
They're not scared.
Because when they are, when you become scared and they know, then a lion can smell you. Then you are in the line of the food pyramid. You're weak. You should be gotten out of the life. You know.
So if you're in the woods,
survival of the fittest.
So if you're in the woods with a wolf or a bear or whatever. Someone is coming to attack you, how should you respond with the breath?
At ease. Like going into a stressful situation, like you can measure it with ice water. When I bring people in one afternoon, something like that, no experience in the ice water. Ice water is like a knife.
Yeah.
If you have no experience.
Yeah.
More even, because the body is conditioned and it blocks while the force comes in and it needs to be countered. And it's blocking from the inside and it's not able to get there. Then you feel the cold even like a knife. But in one afternoon, I bring them over there and I just tell them, just breathe and stay with the breath. Let the body do what it is able to do. Do not block. Just go with the breathing. Your mind is then in the breathing. Mm. It's not blocking with this conditioning of yours. The conditioning is a second nature.
Yeah.
It's an attitude. But it's also chemistry. And it's fine if you walk in a city, but not in extreme situations. Then you need the full flow. You need to learn to let go. And at the moment when the bears are coming to you, then you got to go with the flow. Actually, the bear, if you are totally relaxed, he won't do anything.
Really?
Yes.
Have you ever experienced any type of wildlife attack?
No. Actually,
or stressful
situation? Extreme situations.
Polar bears? I don't know.
No, polar bears, no.
I guess you just swim away from them.
Human bears. Yeah, like human you. So. No, I train, you know, big fighters too and things. They all become very at ease. Mm. I always tell them, I don't know how good you are. I don't care how good you are. I'm going to make you better.
Mm.
So listen. And together we get that.
Do you, when you get into ice cold, do you prepare a certain amount of breathing before you go in and then it's during, or is it just when you get in? How do you like get your mind right? If you're a beginner, obviously you have, you know,
if you are a beginner, then
even just a cold shower, you're just like, I'm going to cover this cold.
And
I'm
cold
like,
shower.
You're already like shaking before you get in because you know it's going to be cold.
Exactly.
How should someone prepare for that?
Exactly. You got to know two things. If you, if I go before I do a record, for example, I measure it. Then, without moving, I've already programmed myself. I'm going to go into that ice, and I need to perform. And the body knows. And it has been shown, without moving, blood been analyzed, 300% more activity of the cell. That is combustion. That's energy. And it's just because I was thinking
the mind.
So if you begin to think, oh, it's going to be cold, it's going to be really cold.
What's your mind process? Like, walk me through the mind.
The mind.
10 minutes before, what are you thinking before you jump in?
Yes. Relax. You're about to go in. I know now. Just breathing. I know sometimes these retentions that you did. When I approach, I already got the...
You're fully relaxed now.
I'm fully relaxed. You know where I learned this? I learned it by climbing without ropes, without gear.
On the ice or just on rock?
No, on rock.
Wow.
On rock. And I learned to just to read the rock. Oh, I can do this. And that means I'm in the math. It's not that I'm writing, oh, so much, that's a solution. No, that's the difficulty of the rock. That's the texture. This is the weather. This is the pressure I feel. It's all there automatically, and I feel it. It's called intuition. Intuition, instinct. And it makes a great measurement.
Huh.
And then I see, I read it, and then there's no problem. I go climb, no minding, just feeling. And I do it. And that it's there where I learned that we are able to program the body, even in extreme conditions, especially in extreme conditions, it should be impeccable. You should be able to trust it completely. So I learned to trust it. And then, and then the body is able to do so much more than we think. We are full of fear in society because of what we have created. We have created a world which is controlled. But when we get out of that controlled world, then suddenly it all becomes dangerous. But it is not. It is, our nature is quite able to adapt to so much more. And we have lost this. And I brought this now back and made it sort of beneficial by studies that we are able to tackle disease far more better and depression far more better than we ever thought before.
Mm.
And those need to be the subjects in the in school.
Absolutely. What's your morning routine look like?
Breathing is always there. You know, conscious breathing. Right now, I'm a man on a mission. And I'm in every day. I think about what do I got to do with the upcoming research, and the research being done up till now is going to be published. New studies on pain, inflammation on the brain, brainstem, all these things are happening right now. So I'm taking care of that within myself, minding. Then conscious breathing, of course, and when I need, I do push-ups or stand on one hand or go into a cold water. I think January, I got a new sort of goal. I want to do Kilimanjaro, 6 kilometers on barefoot and in 24 hours.
Wow.
That's a goal, you know? You set it, and then once again, I'm programming my body to function.
Prepare for it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And it's conditioning by itself.
Mm-hmm.
So listen, we all know life is full of yada yada, like those quote unquote free trials that somehow still charge your card for something, or when companies have those sneaky gotchas hiding deep in the fine print. And I know you've dealt with yada yada before, like those bills that keep going up and up for no reason at all. Or when budget airlines promise a cheap fare, but then charge you for every little thing until you realize you're paying more than you would have somewhere else. And yes, it is possible to outsmart yada yada, like triple checking airline deals to make sure all you need is already included, but you don't take yada yada in life, so don't take yada yada from your wireless provider. Metro by T-Mobile has no contracts, no credit checks, no surprises, and nada yada yada. Stop by one of over 6,000 Metro stores nationwide.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay,
when the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone,
or you say,
hang it in there,
because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
How important is setting a vision for yourself or for anyone? How important is it to see the vision, to see the goal, well far in advance so you can prepare for it, as opposed to just hoping it happens?
Yes. Know that the power of the mind is so, can be so strong. I've learned it now, that whatever I think will become reality. And my mission is not materialistic gain so much. Yeah, of course, I need to take care of my family.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all done, but how much do you need money and materialistic things? It's only up till a degree that it satisfies and that it makes you happy, and then from there, it's just money grieving more. Hey, fine, not with me. I like happiness, strength, and health. So I got my mission, and anything I'm thinking therein is becoming reality. So, and sometimes I test it because I'm dealing with people. I deal with a scientific establishment, with the existent establishment of how to make money and industry and all that. And so I have to interact and learn how to reach my goals therein. It's not only me. It's receiving, sending, receiving, sending until I reach the goal.
Right.
What is my goal? My goal is to the school of greatness. Life is great, man.
Yes,
and
it
that it is. And now we have to bring the fundamentals into our schooling system.
Absolutely.
Because we love our kids.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Caring and sharing begins over there.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's not only about the society. You know, in Baltimore, I just saw a documentary on Baltimore. And they said, it's a shame of America or something, you know, all these the back streets, and they have no money, no possibilities, this and that. And they get into this loop, and now they have begun to meditate on the school with the kids. And it has broken through this depressive state of being. And I think that's great. Mm-hmm. That's only meditation already. It's stop, go. Go within the limbic system and take away the anxiety and live there. Because you know what happens if you don't do that? The dominant neocortex brain, our thinking brain, is able to extract 25% more blood flow all the time. So it's taking it from somewhere else. That is the limbic system and the brainstem. And thus, the chemistry inside that brain is changing. And logically, if the chemistry changes, no accessibility, not being able to control or to enter, not feeling peaceful and the depth anymore. It's all logic. Mm. So meditation is able possibly to break through there. And children are still very open to it. And they recognize the nature of our mind.
Yeah. I want you to ask a question in a moment, so have one ready. But I'm writing a book about masculinity. It's called The Mask of Masculinity.
Wow.
The things that hold men back from their true greatness.
Wow.
And I'm curious to get your opinion and your idea about what masculinity means to you. You're someone that people look up to as this, you know, adventurer, this guy who pushes the limits, this... You know, they might have different thoughts about you because you do these extreme things for yourself.
It's a beautiful question.
So what do you think masculinity is?
I mean, the macho thing, you know, I did it all. I swam under the ice, climbed Mount Everest, Kilimanjaro, run marathons without training, hang by one finger, and many other things. I have exhausted my macho-ness. So, but I'm still there, huh? I still want to, I want to be sane. I want to be strong, healthy, and happy. Okay, at my will. So January, I'm going to do this stupid feat like barefoot going up Kilimanjaro. But the real value is in now, the macho thing, the masculinity, is in achieving happiness for your children, caring and sharing. As much as for, I think the masculinity is being tested by how much love you are able to spread. Because if you do so, you are the protector. And that makes you a real man. The protector of emotion, of softness, being able to be for everybody.
Wow.
And how we do it, you do it like this, Lewis House. How? Like this. The school of greatness, how to bring the school of greatness. Now we are coming together. Here we are able to, you know, to bind these minds and bring it as a message, as something new. And it's happening. It's happening. And that is my idea of masculinity. How much love are you able to protect for your loved ones?
That's powerful. Do you feel like you still? Do you feel like you need to prove anything to yourself or to others by doing these feats, or do you feel like it's more to show people what's possible?
Yes, it's I mean, the strong edges are gone of that. But
would you say that was you in the past?
Yes,
you wanted to prove.
Oh yeah. I lost my wife in '95. She suicided. I stayed alone with four kids. Then you're just broken-hearted, and society goes on like with the speed of a train, and if you don't catch on, you lose it. You know, but my kids made me survive, be strong every day, present, and nature cured me because going into nature and into the emotion. So. That's what I forgot the question. Sorry.
Do you feel like you're not doing it to prove your machoness anymore? You're doing it to show people what's possible.
Yeah. Right now, yes. you know,
to inspire
by showing it scientifically that everybody is able to do that.
Yeah.
It's taken away ignorance big time.
Mm-hmm.
I think the big devil is in ignorance.
Mm-hmm.
And if we take it away, then the love appears, you know, then there is no, that you are able to program yourself, your DNA. Yes, we proved it. You are able to control strength, happiness, and health. Yes, we did it. And now we are going to demystify what is expanding consciousness, which is actually the natural state of our mind. That's why we are born to feel the sense in depth of spirituality, because it's love. You know, uncontrolled stress hormone, people have to know this. Uncontrolled stress hormone will culminate in anxiety out of control. If you do this, breathing in the morning, then all the day you're like alkaline.
Hmm.
Anxiety is because the acidity in the tissue is becoming too high. And when chemistry is wrong, it gets out of your control. The brain alters chemistry, but it's not able to deal with it anymore, with the amount of acidity in the tissue. Now, if you do this breathing, and we have shown this just in a completed study, that people's pH level, bang, up 20 minutes. Really high.
So you're saying you're unable to be stressed.
Yeah, sorry?
You're unable to be stressed when your level is that high, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah, it's less. It's more resistant to stress.
Stress is a stress hormone.
It's eliminated from your body, essentially.
It's the natural state of ours to be able to control stress. But this one got out of line. Chemistry is wrong. And we do not know how to take away this wrong chemistry, which is acidic in the tissue. Now, if you do this in the morning, you not only make it more alkaline and suddenly your stress hormone mechanism is within your control. You can take a lot more. And hey, what's this? Hey, I feel a lot better. How? Because you changed at will your chemistry into the right one, the natural one. So 5 hours later, they took the blood and they saw high pH level within 20 minutes. And then 5 hours later, they took it again. They say they still saw it. So this is a very effective way
to prevent.
Mm-hmm. And if they really got an attack or something, psychosis or this or that or whatever, just do the 4-minute exercise. Because it resets the nervous system. Nervous system is related to the directory of the hormonal system, the brainstem.
Right.
We do it because we exhaust at that moment, at will, the brainstem's parameter for oxygen. And it shoots in, bang, the adrenaline. And the adrenaline, bang, resets the body to its most of effectivity. We use the cult to see if you are able to remain calm. That means that means that the internal processes are within your control.
Mm.
So the cold is your mirror. You gotta love it. It's not freezing cold and it's, no. It's a mirror and it shows you are in your natural state. And therein you can handle anything other stressor.
So it's a practice. Anything. Practice in the cold. If you're fine there, you should be able to be fine in the world.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
I like it. And just to repeat the question Sarah was asking so that everyone can hear it, was asking how do you understand when you're dealing with a lot of stress, how to be aware of it, and Wim was replying by preventing it, by practicing it in the morning, and your pH levels should be higher to be able to withstand the stress.
Any person can show it by himself with a pH paper.
Mm-hmm. Is that what do you do? You like that or what do you do?
What's the pH paper?
Pee on it. Gotcha. Saliva or pee. It has to be.
Saliva or pee before, after.
Before. There you go. Do you have any other questions? It's good, right? Okay. I want to ask this question. You've done so many incredible things. You've done so many things, broken records. You know, every scientist wants to research you, you know, all these different things. What's the thing that you've done, either that we know of or we don't know of, that you're the most proud of?
Oh, that's interesting. You know, every time you do something like that, you go into it 100%. So the intensity of the experience every time is big. And then to make a difference, I mean, imagine 6 kilometers high, like 20,000 feet, and just in short on Mount Everest. And suddenly there is no guide, nobody. And you're standing there, there's a whiteout in a blizzard. And you don't know the way. You can't see the way. It's just everything is white. And at that moment, I just confronted myself. You know, your mind, it's all happening. And your mind can do 1,000 shapes. But I felt such a deep confidence, such a deep peace overcoming me. It's like when a person has got a baby, you know, the mother has got the baby. Okay, that's mom. But I experienced, because I got 5 kids, and every time when I had a baby, then at a certain moment it engulfs a sudden feeling of, I want to protect that baby. And it's taken over. And those are very deep moments. And that's the way nature dealt with us, to have the man take care, because it's such a good feeling. So he always wants to go and take care. and a thing like that happened as well there on Mount Everest. And I got many situations, but that's one. And the intensity of when a feeling overcomes you is bigger than your ego, than your attitude. That, yeah, that's really impressive.
Mm. Love it.
And then it took me 3 hours to just go follow my gut and sense. And then I came at 6,400 meters or, you know, higher up. And I was received by Tibetans in the tent. And they did not look even up. Man in shorts, in a blizzard, coming out of it, coming in. They thought I was a sort of a pilgrim or something. Yeah, a believer. Yeah. God's grazing it. Yeah.
Because they're all bundled up and you're in shorts.
Yeah.
That must have been a funny sight.
Yeah, amazing.
And you're just walking around like, hey, guys. Hey.
I actually felt good. I overcame myself.
Wow. Impressive.
Life is impressive.
It is. What is something you want to make sure you do accomplish before your last day?
To live fully all the days before. That's an open one. But I want to prove and get it into the schools that greatness is actually the natural state of our mind every day. And as long as this wonder of life is not experienced as such, we have to go and school the people and bring it to science. Yeah. Not school the people. Bring it to science and show that spirituality actually is the normal, very sane state of the mind, way nature meant it to be. So I will keep on trying to make sure, at least to take away fear, anxiety, depression, but a whole lot of diseases, and show that the cause is actually within us, and that we need to change a little bit the consciousness, and that it is there. I'm just advocating happiness, strength, and health. And for that, I say, it's there.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you think we can reverse disease through breathing and mindset alone?
Yes. Yes.
Really?
I do think, and I want to show this, and I'm already showing this, where we got a big community of people, and we see wonders every day. Mm-hmm. Like people with rheumatoid arthritis. Mm-hmm. Suddenly, you know, they don't need pills anymore.
Really?
Or people with depression after 10 years.
Wow.
They say within a couple of weeks, they don't need pills anymore and they control themselves, or Crohn's disease or even cancer. But those are cases. Eh? This is yet not scientifically
proven.
Proven.
Yes.
So, but I'm into the studies now.
Yes. Absolutely.
And they are doing this. Universities do. I supervise, but they already do independent of me studies in all this.
Amazing.
Because they see it works, but they have to know how it works and translate it into the reductionist way science is.
Amazing.
Numbers, figures, lot of results.
I believe a lot. I mean, you know, I've been taught mind over matter my whole life from the religion that I grew up in, although I'm no longer practicing it per se, but it was a lot of, you know, matter is not real. It's all an idea. Everything's an idea. And we give it meaning. We give it feeling, the matter.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was always trained that mentally.
Quite developed then. How did your parents did it?
My father, yeah, was raised in this religion, Christian Science. Oh. And it was always told me, like, there can never be any accident, any physical harm. You're an idea. You're a perfect idea. And there can never be harm to an idea. So I was just trained mentally that I can never be physically harmed over and over and over again.
Are you saying the same as I do, actually, that we are able to program the cell to do a lot more than we think?
Mm.
So he did it this way.
Right.
By a belief.
Yes.
Hey, we are analyzing it and saying, hey, this we are an idea. We are actually not physical matter,
mm-hmm.
but we attract matter.
Yes.
By our idea. Mm-hmm. So if your idea is high enough and you follow it, consequently, matter will not be able to get in and cluster and cause things, you know,
right.
collisions. Right. So, good dad.
There you go. Yeah, yeah. Some good stuff. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want to ask a few final questions. This has been fascinating, so I appreciate your time here.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. I'd love to have you come back on sometime.
I love you. I love you. I love your spirit.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
Yeah,
man.
I know your energy. I felt it. It's good.
I appreciate it. Appreciate it. This is a question I ask everyone at the end called the three truths. Okay? So it's your last day many, many years from now here on this earth, and you get to write down three final truths, three things you know to be true about all of the experiences you've had that you would pass on these three lessons to your friends, family, and the world, and this is all they could have to remember you by, these three truths. What would you say you would share and write down?
Don't cry over me. Live the life. Be happy ever after.
Simple.
Yes.
Effective.
It is simple. And I think it's effective because I've been thinking about this. You know, what should you give? If you love your children, you don't want to give grief. You give them, while they live, the right tools to become happy, strong, and healthy.
Mm.
That's love. So, and the rest, if I part, and I did my job, man, let me, leave me alone.
Right.
It's sure. Okay. I have my rest. I think the afterlife is even better. Mm. We just need to worry while this life is going on, that we live to the utmost. That we are, so it's a different time, different dimension.
Yeah.
And you know, these people take ayahuasca and things and all this, mm-hmm. and people who've almost death experiences, saw angels, the tunnel of the light and this and that, and they have come back. They are transformed. They became softer. Like there is more. And with that more, it's a, they love it more. They accept everything more. And then when death comes, they have no fear. We know there is more.
Mm, that's cool. I want to acknowledge you for a moment, Wim, for your incredible spirit, your energy, your passion for life. I don't think I've met another man like you who is so...
Whoa. Hey, that's something.
Who's so driven to...
Coming from him.
Who's so full of life, full of energy, who constantly pushes the human boundaries of what's possible, both physically and mentally and emotionally, and who is in full service, your body and your mind, to teach others. Doesn't
yes,
matter
sir.
What happens, you're in full
we
service.
Have to.
You're in full service to the world.
Yes.
To heal the world.
Yes. You too. Me too.
Yes, yes.
You recognize it?
Yes.
That's the masculinity all
yes.
about, again,
mm-hmm.
bringing love into this world. We protect
right.
our kin.
Exactly.
We protect, that's what it is, caring
yeah.
and sharing.
Right.
And let's have a big family.
Exactly. Well, I want to acknowledge you for the incredible gift you are. It's pretty amazing.
Great, great.
It's amazing, yes.
Thank you.
One final question.
Yes.
Before I ask
you. Oh, 10 more questions.
Okay. Well, before I ask.
I like talking.
Before I ask the final yeah. question or the final couple, I want to make sure everyone gets, signs up for your program, the Wim Hof Method, correct? We're going to have a special code here that I'm going to share with people in a moment, and I'll tell them where to go to get it. But make sure everyone listening and watching, you go get this right now. If you want to have any access to this power that Wim has and this understanding and awareness and these tools that he's developed, go get it ASAP. Again, I'll have the link ready for you guys.
It's worthwhile.
It's 100% worthwhile. Yes. There's also some free videos that people can go sign up for. So I'll have all that linked up where they can go get it.
I would do the free videos first.
There you go.
Feeling is understanding. If you feel good, now you take on the other one.
There you go. So I'll link you guys up. There'll be some type of discount for you guys. And do whatever it takes to get it right now. I'm telling you, it'll be amazing. So any final question for you?
You got a dirty room, et cetera, and you're looking at it for days, and suddenly you begin to clean up, and it feels good.
Yeah.
You get absolute results. Once again, you can use a pH paper.
To test.
And you can test it by yourself.
Yes.
And you know what? You get nowadays maybe apps on the computer to do brainwave. And then you get the theta, delta, gamma. We already showed that we get into these states. That means not only that we get more control over our brain waves and the depth of the brain, we know now then that it is related with the right chemistry. Why was Galileo banned from the church when he said that the sun is in the middle of the universe, or our universe, and not the earth? Because it is the power establishment. And if I say found out that a natural method that the people actually, if they get into the schools and everything, are able to access into their physiology far deeper than ever thought before, yeah, man, you take away industries. Mm-hmm. A lot of money. A lot of power. But, you know, it doesn't stop me. I just say, hey, there is, because we showed it. I think there is, we are getting there. It's time now. That's why things like this happen. He understands me. Mm-hmm. I understand him. We understand actually the same. And we are looking beyond the existent way of thinking. We are explorers because there is more. And there is also a bottom in it, but we haven't reached the bottom, because we can reach the bottom for us. And we go and go deeper in our physiology and the way we think. Mm. But now, how about those who have fear and are not happy and they don't know? They how about, you know, the killer in the U.S. number one is not depression. It's arteriosclerosis. Sclerosis is a chemistry. It's calcium. You know, getting into the veins. Just a practical thing. It's killer number one, eh? I don't know how many. It's number one. That's a serial killer. That's a terrorist. So now we found out, together with some doctors, that what we do with this breathing brings down the calcification in the veins, in the arteries. Hmm. Thus, tackling serial killer number one of America. Are they doing something with it? How much is the cost of a person who is... And cancer is 200,000 euros or $200,000 a year a person. Yeah. I don't want to take that away. I mean, that those are different realities. I believe in whatever benefits human mankind is legal to go for without fear. But the reality is still there. And we have to go to the bottom to make it accessible for everybody, every mother, every person.
Yeah. Final question for you.
Yes.
What's your definition of greatness?
Life. This. This is my definition of greatness. Life. And explore without fear. Then we all become Indiana Joneses.
Mm.
Yeah.
There you go.
I would say I call it Lewis Hose and Wim Hof. But any can do it.
Yeah.
Life is an adventure. And let's explore. That's opening up the mind for more.
The legend,
Wim Hof.
Thanks.
Right on.
Appreciate you.
You're beautiful.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
Thanks.
Wow. What did you guys think? Did you enjoy this interview? Did you enjoy the episode? If you did, let me know what you think. At Lewis Howes on social media. Make sure to connect with Wim as well, Wim Hof. You can find out all the information about him at the show notes, lewishowes.com/398, where you can watch the video interview as well. And also watch the video of me doing the breathing exercises before we even did the interview. We walked through this process for about 20 to 30 minutes, and you can see the entire process. You can see how much longer I can hold my breath. You can see what it did to my body. My body was literally vibrating, and you can see it on camera. So make sure to see the full video interview, lewishouse.com/398. I'm telling you, it is so worth it. Get the program, the Wim Hof Method, guys. You use the code GREATNESS, and you get 20% off his course. It's extremely reasonable. I think it's only like $100 or $200. It's extremely reasonable. I highly recommend it. This will transform your life when you learn to master your breath. I'm telling you guys, this is a game changer. If you have any stress, any anxiety, any depression, any illnesses, this will support it in a major way. Just the transformation I felt in 30 minutes doing this process, it was like a cleansing for my body. It was like a cleansing and an optimization, an alkalining for my body. And I felt so rejuvenated. I felt less stressed. So I hope you guys enjoyed this. Make sure to let me know what you thought. Share it out. Post this on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram. People need to hear this message. People who are struggling with any stress in their life, share this with them. LewisHouse.com/398 with Wim Hof, the Iceman. And if you guys want more powerful interviews and episodes like this, then again, please share this out. Spread the message of this podcast. The more people that know about this, the easier it is to get people like Wim on, and big influencers and inspiring leaders in the world and top performers who are going to reveal their secrets and their strategies. So keep sharing, keep listening. And you know what time it is. It's time to go out there and do something great.
Every Stearns & Foster mattress is handcrafted with the finest materials for irresistible comfort every single night. Now save up to $800 on select adjustable mattress sets only at stearnsandfoster.com. Lesser savings may apply.
If a friend asks how you're doing, and you say,
I'm okay.
When the truth is,
I don't want my problems to burden anyone.
Or you say,
hang it in there.
Because
if I ask for help, they'll just think I'm weak.
Then this is your sign to call, text, or chat. 988 for free, confidential support. Anytime. You don't have to hide how you feel.
Save big money on everything now at Menards. Make quick work of your outdoor cleaning project with Masterforce outdoor and landscaping tools. The 80-volt cordless trimmer is powerful, efficient, and hassle-free, so you spend less time working on your yard and more time enjoying the results. On sale now through May 19th. Check out our wide selection of Masterforce tools and see the rest of our deals on Menards.com.
Save big money at Menards.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.